Okay, hello guys. Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome into the couch or on the couch with the Rosarios. We know that it has been a couple of weeks. It's been a rough couple of weeks, but we are back and we appreciate you guys. I promise we are going to have a standard timing. Where we come on, may it be once a month, twice a month, every other month. But we will have something. So we want to thank you guys so much as you come in. We are going to jump in and we are going to, I guess, get started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe.
Hi. I think we're going to jump right in. And just talk about how do you fight or how do you argue with your significant other?
Yeah.
Do you, you know, want to yell and fight and get to the point of calling the cops, or do you walk away? Yeah. So that's the topic. That's what we're talking about. And is it healthy?
And knowing when. I guess, you know, one of the things that I love and always quick shameless plug is big up to our Bishop, Bishop Paul Umberg Jr., and Victory Outreach Ministries, as opposed to marriage counseling. That was one of our questions that we spoke about in marriage counseling. And I love the fact that we have those hard conversations inside of marriage counseling. And here's why. Dun, 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 dun. Because I'm always talking about my church anyway, right? So when I'm at work and, you know, I'm talking to people, as you guys come in, please say hello. Let us know where you are watching us from. As I... And, you know, I'm at work and we have those conversations. And, you know, I think that, you know, my coworkers, big up to my coworkers, y'all. I have the best work family that anybody can honestly ask for, because they're like, well, what happened at counseling? What happened at marriage counseling? You know, and we're sitting there and we're talking and I'm just like, what, you know, this is what we spoke about and that is what we spoke about. And, you know, one of the questions about arguing, so just big up to our church family and Victory Outreach Ministries and our bishop for helping us say ouch and grow. So big up to that. So all things marriage and ministry. All things marriage and ministry. So Papa, it was said, right? Oh, okay. So go ahead. So you know what? I'll let you say your way of handling an argument and why you act that way and the argument.
Oh, well, I immediately shut down. I think pulling away from an argument before it escalates too far works best for me.
Mm-hmm.
I get angry and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. And once I get past a certain point, I always believe that you don't want to push yourself to any level of anger. Like, you shouldn't. Not to say that I never do. I don't get angry. I don't get upset or anything like that. I just know, okay, hey, look, I need to take a break. I need to remove myself from the situation, calm down, and revisit. Too many times we get upset and we're like, okay, hey, yeah, no, I want to deal with this right now, or something to that effect. And it doesn't have to. It's just, no one's dying in the next hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 26 hours, like that we know of. So take your time and revisit, and then for me, I normally find out, hey, look, it really wasn't that serious. Like, it wasn't something that needed to get to that level of anger. Could it have bothered me? Absolutely. Did I need to get angry about it sometimes? Not really. And yeah, I've learned that. I've been told that sometimes that's not the best way to handle things. And I think the fact that we communicate and express to each other how we communicate and how we listen and understand, that helps me to say, okay, well, hey, maybe I need to tweak some things about that. And always helps.
Now, yeah. For me, I feel immediate. I want microwave, right? You pop it in, it comes out. For me, I want to talk about it immediately.
So am I the air fryer or the oven?
You are the oven. It takes forever to heat up. It takes forever. But once it heats up,
good Lord,
it's the best thing. No, but seriously, for me, I want to talk about it instantly. And that's just because, one, it could be the bread in me that wants that. It could definitely be the bread in me that wants that. But the other one is that I don't want to build the whole Sims community around the, you know, I don't want to question and answer. You know, like have my own questions and my own answers and answer. God bless you, baby.
Oh, thank you.
And answer them and then build walls. Right? So, like, if we get into an argument or a disagreement and I feel like we don't settle it, which I am learning. Which, God bless you.
Thank you.
Which I am learning in some instances, we have to be quiet and I have to wait to settle it. But I want to get us, I guess mentally me, I want to get us back to the happy. Is it
excuse me.
Is it because of our son that's laying here? Danster Wanster?
Probably not.
So I feel like again, you know, if we sit and we talk about it, then we don't have those problems. And I don't want to have those problems. I don't want to have the I don't want to be angry. So I want to talk about it and I want to get it out. But that cannot always be the best practice because it can hurt more than it can help. Depending on what the argument is. Depending on what it is that we're discussing. And I learned that. That was one of the things that I learned.
What about just in general, other ways that we argue or fight or just for different people? Some people just lose interest. Like, or is it okay for you to argue and know your partner's boiling point and continually get on their boiling point?
Like hit the button?
Yeah, like hit the button. What was that from? Rush Hour? Yeah. The little girl hitting the button.
So should you hit the button? Should you get your significant other to that point where the point of no return?
Or, you know, should you look out for things that may get your significant other to that level and try to avoid them? Like when...
I don't think that anything is avoidable because here's the thing. If you do that, then you find yourself walking on pins and needles.
No. I disagree. Because there are certain situations where it is avoidable, right? Case in point. You asked me not to put my clothes in a certain area.
And you don't. And you don't listen. So after 3 days of not putting them in that place, you start to put them in their place again. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But then I forget, and then I make an active effort to get them where they need to go. Mm-hmm. And that's usually in the bin that's 2 feet away from where we lay down.
Not even 2 feet away.
It is.
So what happens?
So we're going to have an argument about having arguments?
This is in real time. This is what we're doing? Okay. This is in real time. Because those things can happen, most definitely, because if that is my anxiety and I'm like, please don't sit it up there because this is what happens, right? And this is where I ask you to please not sit it. And then this is where you sit it. It's like, why?
See, I don't know.
You?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh. Oh. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. So, you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, so that can push to the boiling point because it was already a request that was X that starts off, yes, I got it, I hear you. But then a couple of days later, it goes back to that. So how do we reinforce? Because I don't
treats.
My son is like treats. So I don't want to. Hey guys, hi Prophet Carl. Prophet Carl Ashton of Carl Ashton Ministries came to Victory Outreach Ministries a couple of weeks ago and brought down the house and built it right back up in the time that he was with us. So thank you so much, Prophet Carl, for being here and chiming in, bro. Hi, bro. Thank you, bro. Bro was here, Brother Thad. He was on Raise the Praise with us. And he was part of our online radio community and my bro. So, yes. So, let's go back to that, right? So, and hopefully, you know, you brothers can chime in because it must be a brother's thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is, you know. So, like, well, again, babe, please don't sit it over there. That is the cat's bed. Please don't. Please don't sit those clothes over there. And then,
mind you, the cat's bed is everywhere.
Well, the cat. Okay, so
They have claimed the house.
So our fur babies have claimed the house, but they have a specific fuzzy that sits at the foot of the bed. And I feel that they are not at the foot of the bed and they're in our bed because you take over their space.
Yep.
So because he takes over their space with his items, they then mosey on back, and then we can't sleep because we got a cat hair and the cat hair.
You can't sleep. I'm sleeping either way. Ain't no cat or no fur baby stopping me.
Then when he does it, reward him and repeat it. And I do. And
I just said that treats.
Now, Prophet. Now, I do. Now, I do say, thanks, babe. Forget when you move the stuff. Or when he moved the stuff out of the way, I'm like, you know, you put that smile on. So that smile definitely helps. Hi, princess. Hey, girlfriend. Thank you for being here. So I do reward, but it's those days, y'all, when I'm so tired, right? And then we come home and our day is completely over. And then we go upstairs and those things are in that spot. Mm-hmm. That can trigger because I'm so tired that I don't allow grace to take place. And then I'm like, all right, y'all. All right. So here's my attitude, right? No buts. Yes, no buts. So here's my thing, y'all, right? So when something gets to me, this is me. And he's like, well, what's wrong? And I'm like, and then he's like, okay. And then look, and then it gets quiet, and then I start building the Sims, the Sims community of arguments where I done said this and he done said that. Now nobody is saying anything at this point.
I'm sitting over here eating a sandwich, watching TV because she said everything was fine.
And yeah, because I said everything was okay, so now I am building this whole, like, y'all, I done built the whole village, I done shot down other people's houses, everything off of the fact that I did not say, please pick the clothes up.
That's what we're
Yes.
trying to say. But yeah, I think that just to kind of play devil advocate, because we obviously we live together, and we go through this, and we deal with it. So, with that being said, should we get that angry? Should we get that angry when it is things of that nature? Like, don't get me wrong, there are going to be arguments, there are going to be like life issues that you have to deal with. Thank God we both communicate whether or not we're angry or not. Does it take a few minutes? Does it take some time? Absolutely. We're human. We are not proclaiming to be perfect. I'm definitely not trying to, I'm not trying to do that. But in our lack of perfection, you know, do we see that, maybe I could be wrong. You know, maybe I can, you know, I could have done something differently. You know what? Maybe I could have took those clothes and put them in the hamper where she asked me to. Yeah, right there. And then avoided this, avoiding hurting or annoying her in that way. You know, another example is driving in a car and giving directions. I'm horrible at that. You know.
And I need the directions. So I need to see that. So let's just go up really quick. So Prophet Carl is saying self-talk is dangerous. Yes,
Absolutely.
it is, Prophet, because I done broke up, got back together, went out to eat with them Sims, all type of thing. And then he said, love covers a multitude of faults. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And we are learning that. Through all things marriage and ministry, right? So we are definitely working, right? It's a work in progress. It is definitely a work in progress. Princess Diamond says communication is key. Princess, yes, communication is definitely key.
But how do you communicate when you get to that level? Like, how do you communicate when you go from a little annoyance to, oh my God, get out of my house? Like, how do we do that?
Disclaimer, that has never happened to us. We did not say get out of the house. We are just giving an example. We don't need people to be like, oh my
Absolutely.
goodness.
Bishop with us.
So we just want to put it out there. We have to put it out there. And yes, Princess, we are going to go back to the love languages. Most definitely. We are going to do a series on the love languages. And Prophet Carl is saying, be quiet until God says something.
Absolutely. We spoke a little bit earlier about how we react to each other and being angry. And a lot of times I pull away. I be quiet. I have to be honest. I'm not that at that level that I feel that God is like, all right, here, look, go back in there and say X, Y, and Z. I don't have that relationship yet. But I do understand that. A little earlier, she mentioned that I'm like an oven. It takes a long time for me to get hot, but
Once he gets there.
once I get there, I get really hot, and I avoid that at all costs. So, I avoid getting past a certain level. Like if I see myself getting angry, or I see myself getting upset, or I see myself feeling like I was wronged in any way, I kind of calm down and I reevaluate. Should I really be wrong? You know, should I be, you know, is she really trying to get on my nerves on purpose? Or is it a forgivable offense? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, there are some instances where we're talking and I'm like, hey, babe, we had a discussion about this. You know, I don't like when you do this, or I don't like when you do something else. And we have those hard conversations, or we've had them.
Yes, we do.
You know, and then there'll be a situation where I feel like, wait a minute, babe, I asked you not to do this. And then, like she said, I definitely don't put my clothes where I need to put them. especially after, like, you know, working a long day, and you kind of just take it off and kind of, all right, just me, or just sit it somewhere. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take care of it later. And then you just pass out. But that it's not fair to her, you know, because of so much that she does in our household. I should be able to consider her feelings in that way.
And you do. Sometimes you just forget.
Let's get some. So Prophet, Princess said, love languages. We are going to start doing love languages in a couple of weeks.
Yes, in a couple of weeks. We are actually really quick. We're getting ready to come off of our 40-day fast. Yes. So, coming off. So, won't he do it?
40 days.
Won't he do it? So, we need to talk about that. In the next half an hour, we're going to talk about that. Because this has been your first fast.
Yes. It had been a long time. I fasted once before.
So we're going to discuss that. But coming off of our 40-day fast, we are going to definitely touch onto the love languages and things like that. And Prophet Ashton is saying, me too, bro. You ain't by yourself. I guess that was when you were talking about the levels, how you haven't gotten there. He said, so do I. He gets quiet. And then to reply to Princess, he said there's more than 5 love languages. And I definitely agree. I think that the basic 5 is what a lot of people know. And that's what we have learned, right? Mm-hmm. There's 5 basic love languages. But I do believe that there are more love languages as well.
Well, I believe love languages are kind of like the primary colors.
Yeah.
You know,
red, what is that? Red, blue, green, orange, purple? That's 5. Mm-mm. Black. What are the 5? What is the 5? What is the 5?
Primary colors.
Right. Black. Black is not a primary color?
No.
Is it? It's mine.
I know. We'll get back to the primary colors, but I said that to say that the primary colors are colors that are just original colors, and then they branch out to thousands of colors, hundreds of colors, and stuff like that.
Yes.
I think 5 love languages is just that. It's a base. It's a, yeah, I know. That's what I was trying to say.
Brown listed. Okay.
So, but essentially, we went ahead and said that to say, hey, look, you know what? They are, everyone's love language is different.
Yes.
But if you know the basic 5, you can navigate between that. Mm-hmm. Because I personally think that my love language, I have at least 3 of them.
Yeah, people have different love. Know, they have multiple love languages. They do.
You know, so, but like we said, we're going to hit, we want to hit all of it. We want to make sure we do some, you know, research and make sure that what we're saying is semi-accurate, like actually knowing the primary colors would have been nice.
Well, listen, I'm about to look it up. Somebody tell me what are the primary colors. I'm going to look it up right while we're talking. And we're going to we're going to expand on that just a little bit. we love you too, Prophet.
But
I was serious.
We are... so we're going to do that in about 2 weeks. We're going to start 1 love language every week after that. And we're going to do 1 week where it's going to be half an hour. You know, we're going to talk about something. And the other half an hour, we're going to just introduce how many love languages Did you figure out?
I did. And I'm confused. I feel like I need to go back to first grade.
What in the...
There's only three primary colors, which is red, yellow, and blue. Yeah,
and then you mix them to make green.
And then, yeah. The secondary colors is orange, green, and violet. Mm-hmm. But where do we come in?
We're not even on that scale. we're not even on that scale.
Uh-huh. We gonna mix it up.
But you know, pretty much next week we'll have like a half an hour on a subject, and then half an hour on starting up the love languages, and
yes.
Then we're gonna do. Thank you,
yes,
Prophet Carl.
Red, yellow, and blue, are the primary colors. So red,
I was
yellow.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The three primary is red, yellow, and blue. Yes.
And then we're going to take it from there and then go into our 5-week love languages kind of episodic situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't want to just come out here and say, hey, yeah, so what do you guys think? And actually have some kind of text for you guys as well. But... Want to hear from you guys? What are some, you know, is getting angry an option? Like, should we get angry when we get angry? If that makes sense.
It makes perfectly good sense.
Like, or should we say, hey, look, you know, hey, babe, we talked about this 17 million times. Can you take care of this for me? Hey, babe, look, I asked you 7 times to, you know, do the laundry. Can you take care of that? I got to do something. Or do we have to get angry and yell? Is that something that we have to do? Is that something that we should do as Christians, as a couple? You know, is that something that we want to do just in general? Yeah, let us know what you guys think. You know, are we so proud that we think that we are above saying sorry? Carl Aston says you can, but not to the point of distraction or disruption of our connection. No, absolutely. Like, we need to, I try to stay calm. I think once I reach a certain level, I don't want to hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just happens with people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when I think that's just a people thing. You know, once we get angry, we only want people to hear our side of the story. We want people to hear how we've wronged them or how they've wronged us, and how are they gonna fix it? But in that level. Are we willing to hear how we attribute it to that? Like, you know, how we pretty much, you know, how us talking or how our conversations with everybody got us into that situation,
mm-hmm.
got us into that argument.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean. I know because for me, with me being the pushy and wanting to talk about it and you being the relaxed, if I keep pushing, it's going to hinder
mm-hmm.
more than anything. It's going to hinder our communication because then you're going to automatically shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So I know exactly what it is that you mean. It's just trying to find that balance. Like, how do we find that balance? And we're learning that balance, you know, as we grow. We are learning that balance.
Absolutely. But just in that...
That's grandma's baby.
Just in that situation, that scenario, and any argument or fight or anything like that, do we listen to each other? You know, like, do we realize... Hey, look, you know, although, yes, he didn't put the clothes on there, but did I overreact at any point? Like, was that something that had to be done right now? You know what I'm saying?
And let me tell you why. And let me tell you why. And let me tell Facebook why. And let me tell the podcast on the Couch with the Rosarios why. Right? So I have tried to make it easier. So I have several. Please excuse our pop pop of a doggy.
Man, what in the world are you doing?
So I have tried to make it easier, right? Make it easier for myself by making it easier for him. So there's several baskets in the room. There's one here, one there, and one in another place, right? So there's three different places where you can now drop your stuff because I know how I get, right? So because I know how I get, I try to stop that at all costs. So because I know how I can just go, pew, you know, when something happens and things like that. So if I give those options, right? If I give those options and you have multiple places, then why are you still putting it in the one place that I'm asking you not to? And then that becomes the burden and that becomes the attitude builder and that, you know, comes where the anger stems because it's like, I'm giving you all these places that you can place it. And instead of placing it in all of these places, guys, we have three places. It goes on the one place that I asked not to put. And I know a lot of you guys is like, it's not that serious and it's not that deep. But that can be the straw that breaks the camel's back to some people.
No, absolutely. And
I'm going to let Dan out while you go. Because he's ready to go outside. Look at him. Go ahead, baby.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're resting. No, and I always try to go ahead and listen and change. Again, I know I'm not perfect, and I don't try to be, but I think that we have a good relationship that we talk about things. You know, yes. But and sometimes maybe it's again we're still growing and learning, but maybe it's not a good idea to just allow yourself to get that upset. You know, over anything, no matter how serious it is, should we actually let ourselves get that upset? I don't think we should. I think a lot of times we take ourselves way too seriously, and people just we just it's life is lifing. You know, sometimes you got to pick your battles. Sometimes you got to say, hey, look, I'm going to, it's not that serious. I'm not even going to bring it up.
But then we have to find out who was not that serious and to whom.
No.
Because to the person who does the primary cleaning, that is very, very, very. And I know, guys, we're like stuck on that, but that's like the only thing that we brought up that one. You know, but to the primary person that's doing it, it can become more than a labor of love.
No. Yeah. I was just talking about in general, as far as yourself, if you find yourself, for me, if I find myself getting upset and angry or anything like that, I ask myself, is this worth bringing it up? You know, did that really bother me? You know, did it really hurt me? Did it change my reflection of you? You know, so what I normally do is I'll say, hey, look, none of those things happened. Was it upsetting? Did I get a little bit upset? Yeah. But then normally I'm like, all right, it's water under the bridge. I expect people to be imperfect. And if it's something big, if it's something like I feel disrespected or, which is a really, really, really big one for me, but for the most part, yeah, I kind of count the cost on which argument I want to talk about.
Well, someone came in. Hi, LaVar. Thank you so much for coming in. Much love. So with that being said, we are now closing the portion of that half. We're trying our best to keep to the half an hour marks on conversation so we can try to put in at least two unless we have to move, you know, go over and move over. So we thank you guys so much for listening in and chiming in on that. Dun, 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 dun. Vivi Outreach Ministries is currently doing their fast. Oh. We are now for almost 40 days into the fast. We are 32 days? No. My goodness. 35 days in.
Yes.
Our fast ends on Friday, the 8th. This has been Papa's first fast in a very long time. So how are you, or how is the fast coming along for you? Because we're at the finish mark. We are definitely at the finish mark. So how is fasting with your partner, or how has fasting been for you?
Well, I think fasting in general helps. It helps because you have to pray. You really have to pray. It's hard. It's hard. Especially when you're working and you people are running around with bags of french fries with ketchup, salt, and pepper. It's crazy. You can smell the pepper. How do you smell pepper? In someone else's bag. That's bananas. But it was hard. I think I think it helped us get closer because we make sure we kind of break fast every day at the same time, and we pray. So that definitely worked out. I think it's helping us. It's helping us in so many different areas, and God is just blessing us as He always does.
So for me, I think that this has been the easiest fast that I have ever been on. One, because being newly engaged and what it is that we're going through, my primary focus on the fast was our relationship, our marriage, and what's to come for us in ministry. So this has been a excellent fast for me. Just mental-wise, like mentally, what it is that I have been able to speak about, and just me becoming better and being better, a better mother, a better friend, a better sister. I help meet to you and to our household. So this fast has been excellent for me. But I'm so excited. So excited. That we have been 35 days in. And that we are, you know, our fast ends on Friday. So I'm just so grateful for that. And there's been so many things, like so many stumbling blocks. And so many things that I think that I have learned while being on the fast. So I'm so grateful for that.
I'm grateful that we decided to do premarital counseling during the fast. Because
do you want to know what? I don't think it was meant to. It just happened. It was just one of those things.
It's one of those things. God was like, look, you need to do this. It's gonna help. Like, y'all need to. Because we set it up literally right before the fast. It was our first session. And we're what? Four sessions in? Five sessions in?
Wow, you know, I haven't. I wonder if Bishop knows that. I mean, I'm quite sure he knows,
Yeah.
but
But just talking to
like,
Bishop once a week,
wow.
that's helped. Just praying with him and also reading the scriptures. Like, I think that's helped a lot as well.
That is wow. I didn't even think of that, babe. Now that I sit and now that I think about it, it happened at a great. It's happening at a great time.
It was perfectly planned.
There is this, I'm like, wait. Because I'm really like mind blown. Because I didn't even realize that. I didn't realize that. So big up again to our Bishop Paul Emberg Jr. of Victory Outreach Ministries, 1318 South 52nd Street, located in Philadelphia, PA. We have online as well as in person, an excellent, excellent ministry. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for that. That's crazy.
You just thought about that.
Oh, cause yeah, I'm still thinking about that. I wonder. I'm gonna have to ask Dad if he knows. So yes. So fasting, finishing out our fast, and just being able to fast in this time of learning each other, learning the principles of marriage, understanding the principles of marriage, and how to navigate through is an awesome, awesome thing. Yeah, that's cool. I'm grateful for that. I am. I am. So guys, coming up, because we're like to the end. So coming up, we would do the five love languages, right?
Five love languages. And
Still around
then
this time. This has been a great time for us. The 7:30 time-ish.
well, just so you know, the last couple of weeks I had a toothache. I had to have my tooth pulled. And yeah, talking with a tooth pain was, hey, Brother Ron, what's going on, bud? I've just, yeah, the tooth thing was killing me. And then after I got it pulled, they had to do a lot of tugging, so my jaw was in a lot of pain, literally for the last 2 weeks.
And then I was sick 1 week. I was under the weather 1 week. I
Yeah,
wasn't feeling well.
we've just been going through it. Not exactly sure why. It wasn't COVID. I don't think
It
Lord.
wasn't. Don't do that. So meanwhile, we went to a party.
Yes, we went to a party.
We went to a surprise retirement sneaker ball, right? And one of the ladies, one of the people that was there, you know, she's like, yeah, and I got tested for COVID last week. And we're like, I mean, jaw dropped. Everybody was like,
What in the why
so
are
we're
you?
not claiming that, okay, Brother Ron? So you can hug us next week in service.
Yes.
You can hug us next week in service. We are completely fine. It was just, you know, kind of like, I think for me, it was the new medications that gave me like the flu-like symptoms and things
We
like
were
that.
we
We
both started a
started
bunch of new stuff, yeah.
new stuff. So then it kind of like took over.
Yeah, like it was just crazy. But just so you guys know, we do think the weekly is good.
Yeah, we think weekly will is good. If we hit a burnout, we'll definitely let you guys know. Or even if we're here for 20, 30 minutes. It may not be the full hour of being here, you know, with us, but we'll definitely.
As I channel my son.
It's the hours, chicken, chicken vibes. Is the hour too much or?
Don't think so. I think we answer a lot of questions. We talk. I mean, this is what this forum is for. Just Talking about stuff that people normally wouldn't talk about. Who wants to talk about arguments? In the world?
Who wants to talk about arguments? We do.
Because we crazy. We crazy people. Crazy people talk about arguments.
Well, because guess what? You know, a lot of people, they get the Full House version or the TV version of, you know, of marriage and
Huxtables?
that. Well, no, because the Huxtables went through things too. They
Yeah, I guess
did.
they did. Yeah.
But they get the Kardashians and the West and the Jay-Z's and of marriage, of seeing the perfect or what they deem on the outward. And you know, it's like, well, that's beautiful, but we're real people with real situations.
Yeah, I love her, but sometimes I don't like
And
her.
real, right. See? But people won't say that. People won't say that, like, I love you to life, but some days I'm ready to kill you to death. And you know, and it's like, how do you navigate that? How do you get through that? How do you, some days, you know, you force my prayer life to go to a million, which
See,
is awesome
I make
for us.
I am making you closer to God.
That's right. That's right. And I hope that I'm doing the same thing. It all things marriage and ministry, because it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. But the love that I have for you and as how much I love you makes it worthwhile. Pick your battles, right? Go
Pick your battles.
sit down. I see you tomorrow. Let's go get something to eat. We'll discuss it and talk about it. And we'll move forward.
Yeah, I like doing that. And if you can, try not to argue at home. I don't like arguing at home. I'd rather go out and eat and talk like adults. Let's go get some food. We'll get some crab legs. We can sit here and talk for an hour and figure out where the day went wrong.
Yes. Yes. Brother Ron says, the funny thing is, I was thinking the other day, whenever I get a new relationship, I probably don't know how to act. I haven't been in a relationship in so long. Well, Brother Ron, me neither. Before I got into a relationship with Brother Dom, and before the marriage and all of that, I was alone. It was me and my cat. I was getting lonely. I got a cat. I had to learn myself. I had to understand myself. And there was a lot of things that I had to uncover, or God had to reveal to me about myself. And it once those things were revealed to me, my issues, my isms, my schisms, my clinginess, and just everything that was revealed to me. When I got into a relationship with Brother Dom, and we made it clear that we were going to be open and 100% honest with each other, that was me being open and 100% honest with myself. And I didn't know how to act because it's been so long. I was single for so long. I was in so many situationships, right? Because there's a such thing as a situationship. I was in so many situationships leading up to the point of a relationship that I didn't want to bring those situationship or that situationship mindset into the relationship arena.
Well, another thing is we got to realize, relationships, it's like anything else. If you don't practice, you're gonna lose it. If you speak another language and you haven't spoken it in a long time, it's gonna be hard for you to pick it up. And
So it's not like riding a bike. You know, they'd be like, oh, this is like riding a bike.
No, that's not true. Because if you haven't ridden a bike in a long time, it's going to take you a few minutes before you get your bearings. And same thing with a relationship. I think what we did, well, what I did this time around that was different is I took all my cards on the table and said, "Hey, look, here's my cards. We're playing blackjack. Here's all my cards. You can choose to take them or not." And then she got kidnapped and we're here. But yeah, look, you know, definitely praying helps in that situation, because being single isn't fun.
It's not.
It's not. Especially when you've been in a relationship or a semi-good relationship. Getting away from that, it hurts. You know, you feel unloved. You feel unwanted. You have so many different emotions. And it's just not a good situation for most people. So, first things first, you know, get comfortable with yourself.
Yes.
Don't feel like you have to put a facade for anyone. Hey, you go on a date. Hey, this is who I am. Even before you go on a date, most of the time people are meeting online anyway. Mm-hmm. You meet somebody online. Hey, this is me. My name is so and so. I like chicken and waffles for dinner. Like, by the way, I get angry too quickly and I walk away during arguments.
But you want to know what? That's a valid point, and it makes perfectly good sense, because if we do those things, then people know what to expect. Can you listen in?
No, he could wait another 5 minutes. He'd get pooping and peeing all over the place.
If we do that and we put it out there, then the other person already knows what to expect.
And that's where we go wrong. We expect people to be perfect. We have to expect people to be imperfect and expect and set up our reactions to that expectation. So, hey, look, this person's gonna mess up. Now, I'm not saying get in a relationship and get cheated on and lied to, and that's a whole nother level. Uh-huh. You know, uh-huh. I'm talking about small arguments. I'm talking about the little things. I'm talking about getting to know somebody. Sometimes in that arena, we get angry and I was like, "All right, cool, yeah, I don't want to deal with this or anything like that." Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you're gonna deal with the unexpected. It's unexpected. It's life. Like, you know, what do you do when you start a new job? What do you do when you start a new class? What do you do in new situations? Mm-hmm. You get to know the situation. You get mm-hmm. to know the person leading the situation. You get to know, what do you do when you go to a new church? You visit another church. You get to know your surroundings. And I think a lot of times we believe that relationships are different. Intimate relationships are just the same as familial ones. You know, we just got to work at it.
Well, I think when we find the person that we want to put the work in for, and it goes both ways, because
yeah,
I can say that I'm here and I want to do it and I want to give my all, and that I am giving my all, and then someone can come in and wreak havoc because that's not what they want.
Yeah, I remember you told me, you said, "Look, don't mess with me if you ain't ready for a relationship, because I'm ready for a relationship." I remember we had this conversation.
We had the conversation.
And we tell people all the time that we had a whole conversation. Before we even met face to face, we had a very intensive conversation. I think we talked on the phone for like
you were on your way to go see mom.
I was driving to New York.
So yeah.
I was driving to New York and I was going to New York for
You was going to see mom.
For the one, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was there for what? Just one night.
One night.
Yeah. Drove over there, stood over there for the night, and came back on Friday. Mm-hmm. But we talked that whole time, or we texted and emailed and messengered and all that other stuff. All that online jargon. but we made it known that, hey, look, don't come out today if you want to play games.
I said, "I am perfectly fine."
Me too.
I am perfectly fine. Don't waste my time. I was perfectly fine with my little cat. She saves my entire life. I was fine with going to work and coming home and learning myself, continuing to learn myself and things about myself. And I said, just don't waste my time because I'm okay. It took me a while to get to the point where I was okay with being single. And Brother Ron, I think that once you get to the point of honestly being okay with being single, then the person will find you. Because there was times where I was like, no, I'm good, I'm fine, but I was not. I was lying to myself, and I was saying that I was okay, but yet I was lonely as lonely can be. So it was okay that when I found that in my loneliness, that the person that I needed to talk to was there all alone, is when this one came along.
And came through like a wrecking ball.
Yes. Yes, but it wasn't until I found out, because I had some things with myself. Sometimes we think that we're not good enough, we're not, not necessarily worthy, but we're not good enough. We're going through all of this. Why is these relationships the way that they are? And why is everything acting out the way that it's acting out? Is it me? Is it me? Is it me? Is it me? And I found out, yeah, it is you, because you're not taking 1,000% care of you.
Well, we also got to realize that, unfortunately, we have to be humble. We have to be willing to be humble. We are. It's not gonna happen overnight, and it's not gonna happen. We have to leave ourselves exposed, whether we want to get hurt or not, because that's just what's gonna happen. But with that being said, it's coming up to that mark.
Oh,
Yes.
really, really quick. Brother Ron said, which one of y'all was the shy one?
I'm always a shy one. I think,
I think it was you too.
I'm always a shy one. I push myself in this, in this endeavor. Like after I knew that I was very, very interested, I pushed myself to say, "Hey, look, I'm interested. I need to show my interest and put myself out there so that she knows, that I'm interested and she understands that I'm not. It's not a game." So if you're the shy one, try getting out of yourself a little bit. I'm not trying to change your character, but if sometimes closed mouths don't get fed, you know, and then what's the. With 2 minutes left, I don't think I remember the scripture.
I don't know.
Acts without deeds, faith without deeds is dead.
Faith without works is dead.
Yeah, or deeds, works, deeds, same thing. But yeah, faith without deeds is dead. So if you got, you know, although faith without deeds is dead, although you're gonna go out there and do it, and you trust God to get you the woman of your dreams, you got to actually be out there and looking and talking and, you know, engaging as well. You can't just say, "Hey, look, I'm going to stay home all day," or, "Hey, look, I'm going to talk to this person and just, you know, not give my all." You have to give your all. You have to give your heart, just like anything.
And that's going to lead us into the five love languages and how do you be able to deal with those five love languages. We are coming up on 54 seconds left before the podcast goes kakush. So we thank you guys so much for being here. We thank you guys so much for joining in. We will see you guys next week on the couch with the Rosarios, where we will discuss and start off our first love language. We will be coming in after our fast. So we're so excited for that. So we love you guys so much. Thank you for coming in, Brother Ron, Brother That, Prophet Carl,
Carl.
Princess, as always.
Always, always. We missed you last week.
We love you guys so much. Again, all things marriage and ministry. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Keep on praying.
Keep on praying, guys. This one's going to cut off, so I'm going to end this.